Did you sense God here this morning? Did God do anything in your heart this morning? Did God do anything in your heart this morning?
Yes.
Amen. It's in times like this you wish you were just at a conference and you had 10 hours or something like that, and it's good to let our kids go. And I'm going to take the next 25 minutes, take a bit of liberty. It's 10 past, to go through my sermon, but I'm not going to go through it as just as a sermon. I want to take my points and pray my points over you and release the presence of God and the power of God that's in His Word into your life. God, this is not just coming to some type of a gathering on a Sunday. If you come with that mentality, you probably get more than you came for anyway. But if you come with an expectation that God wants to meet with me, the most likelihood is God will meet with you. But if you want to come just to feel good, well, maybe you'll just feel good. But feel good is not enough, is it? You can go to the flicks and feel good. You can go to McDonald's and feel good for about 20 minutes at least. You can, you know, who wants to feel good? Who just wants that? Like Sharon brought this morning in the upstairs where the team meets, and we prayed, and Sharon brought, like, God wants us to embrace transformation. He wants to transform lives, because you know why? Transform lives transforms cities and communities and families. And God is into transformation, and He wants to do this. And last week, we went through some of the points of last week was like that. To say to you, when I say the cross or the blood of Jesus, what comes to your mind? Most Christians will say, just hold on to it, I'll get to that in the end, right to the offering. So if you want to get your offering ready before, well, we'll get to that at the end. Some people say, well, the blood of Jesus has forgiven my sins, or my sins are forgiven because of the blood of Jesus. And you know, a lot of us, a lot of Christians in the world live at the basis of just having their sins forgiven. But the blood of Jesus has attained for us so much more than just the forgiveness of sins. In fact, the forgiveness of sins, I could say, is the starting point. It's number one on the list. From that point, you move into greater things and greater understanding of what was accomplished on the cross and actually what God wants us to do. So many of us stand at the cross and we're always, always, always seeking forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. But the cross is more than just about forgiveness. The cross is to enable us to conquer sin. So that we go to the cross and we go beyond the cross and move into the resurrection power of Jesus. Because if we just stay at the cross, every single time you or I mess up, we'll keep coming back to that spot where God is like, no, that's where your sins are forgiven. Full stop. The sins that we commit, we confess them, but we don't have to.